Good afternoon, everyone. The title of the sermonette today is Let Us Choose Wisely, and is a sort of continuation of a sermonette I gave a while ago about being aware of the company that we keep. We can't choose our family, but we can choose our friends. As one old saying goes, friends are the family we choose. There will be those who may have no interest in our beliefs, but on the face of it may seem to be good friends. In such a case, we have to determine whether they will be a help or a hindrance to our Christian life. The Bible is clear about the importance of keeping good company. We should all know about peer pressure. Wikipedia describes this as follows. Peer pressure is the direct influence on people by peers, or the effect on an individual who is encouraged and wants to follow their peers by changing their attitudes, values, or behaviours to conform to those of the influencing group or individual. We know that younger people are much more prone to such pressure, usually wishing to be one of the crowd, and not to stand out as someone who is different. But older people also can be affected if they are not properly grounded. It is vital that those people we spend time with are not those who want to influence our actions contrary to our beliefs. Some may seem to be good friends, but at what cost? We have to be alive and alert to the company we keep. Peer pressure can be felt by anyone, and so we shouldn't just think that this is for other people to consider. Peer pressure can, if we're not careful, drag us into the ways of this world. We are called to stand out from the evil ways of society, which is in opposition to the right and correct ways of God. The Bible has much to say about this, so let's read Proverbs 13, verses 20 and 21. Proverbs 13, verse 20. He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the company of fools will be destroyed. Evil pursues sinners, but to the righteous good shall be repaid. Proverbs is packed full of advice to those who have ears to hear regarding the company we keep. We are not part of this world or its ways, and we often use 2 Corinthians 6:14 in the context of marriage or business. However, it is a verse with much wisdom showing us what our behaviour must be. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? The Apostle Paul used this powerful word picture to impress in the minds of the Corinthians how they should deal with people outside the church. The city of Corinth was a powerhouse of immorality. It was riddled with different temples of gods and goddesses. Temple prostitution was pervasive, and there was a considerable number of people in Corinthians who were sexually immoral. For the citizens, sexual looseness wasn't condemned, but rather tolerated and at times even promoted. In other words, pretty much like our current promiscuous, permissive, liberal, and indulgent society. We have to be aware of those who may like to say that they are our friends, but is not evidenced by their conduct. Deception can be everywhere as Satan seeks to throw us off track, and being aware of the company we keep is vital. There is nothing in itself wrong with being friends with an unbeliever, but if we ourselves are being taken into places that don't reflect the way that we live our life, then that friendship is not in our best interests. We cannot completely disassociate ourselves from the world and from those who are in the world. It is fine to be friends with non-believers, to a point, but our best friends should be those in the body of Christ, the Church. Being friends with the world is dangerous ground for the Christians, for as we read in James 4 verse 4, the following. Please turn there, James 4 verse 4. He says, adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. And any friends outside the church is part and parcel of the world, all of its false holidays and the ways that are usually not in accordance with the ways that God expects us to behave. There are scriptures that showing that mixing with wrong people is something that we must avoid. Being part of an ungodly crowd must not be for us, even if they are those whom we may consider as friends. You cannot hang out with negative people and expect to have a productive and positive life. It is also better to walk alone than with a crowd going in the wrong direction. Of course, there will always be those who know better than the one who created us all. That is just the arrogance of man. Staying away from company that can distract us from our lifelong career and following the ways of God is imperative. Even allowing some small departures from the path we have been called to follow could ultimately be catastrophic for our future. As someone once wrote, fake friends are like shadows, always near you at your brightest moments, but nowhere to be seen at your darkest hour. True friends are like stars. You don't always see them, but they are always there. True friends are always there for you. Fake friends only appear when they need something from you. The story is told of a farmer in Midwestern state who had a strong disdain for religious things. And so let me read this interesting story. As he ploughed his field on Sunday morning, he would shake his fist at the church people who passed by on their way to worship. October came and the farmer had his finest crop ever, the best in the entire county. When the harvest was complete, he placed an advertisement in the local paper which belittled the Christians for their faith in God. Near the end of his diatribe, he wrote, "Faith in God must not mean much if someone like me can prosper." The response from the Christians in the community was quiet and polite. In the next edition of the town paper, a small advertisement appeared. It simply read, "God doesn't always settle his accounts in October." Thought that was an interesting story of the right way to deal with people who are in the way that they behave are against what we stand for and believe. We have to be on our guard against evildoers and not be complicit in any of their ways. Being aware of evil men and their schemes and plans is necessary so that we can avoid being in and involved with their wrong way of life. It can be so easy to turn a blind eye to wrongdoing, that is to ignore something that we know is wrong. Another area to avoid is that of those who are very negative and seem to thrive on misery. On the website feelguide.com, we read the following interesting and helpful comments. We've probably all heard the phrase that misery loves company and negative people can enjoy making others miserable. Misery loves company, and it's no really big surprise either. While happier people can sometimes help balance this out, a miserable person is a force to be reckoned with, and one that if unwatched will attempt to bring you down as well. The thing is, no miserable person wants to see a bunch of happy, cheery people around them. If this were the case, then the term misery loves company wouldn't hold true. Having a miserable friend, spouse or co-worker is bad enough, but dancing to the same miserable tune that they are is what you really want to watch out for. Why does misery love company? Is it out of jealousy? Is it out of resentment? Do miserable people just naturally attract one another? It's actually a combination of all three, although which factors are weighted more heavily than the others will depend on the actual individual. Most people that are happy with life generally don't criticize or attempt to belittle others unless it was done to them first. I can always tell when someone is miserable, though, when I hear those kinds of questions, as it's an obvious attempt at bringing you down to their level. End of quote. We've today very briefly seen that we are not to walk with or be envious of evildoers. We are not to be of the world and its ways. We are not to cling to those who flatter or to be unequally yoked in any way with others who have a wrong mindset. We are also to beware of wolves in sheep's clothing, not to mix with the wrong crowd, and stay away from those who are perpetually negative and spread misery. Peer pressure can be a stumbling block where the prevailing ethos in society or the company that we keep can be a major distraction if we are not strong enough in the faith to dismiss and remove them from our lives. The importance of keeping good company cannot be overemphasized, and good and true friends can help us in achieving our goal of making it into the kingdom of God. We must always keep in mind that evil company corrupts good habits. Someone observed wisely that you're the coach. You pick the players on your team. If you affiliate with people who are pessimistic, burned out and negative, you're likely to adopt those same views. We should surround ourselves wherever possible with uplifting and positive true Christians whose guiding principles would be wholly positive and not disruptive to our faith in any way. A good place to finish is Psalm 141, verses 4 to 5. You'll turn there, where the psalmist David prays for safekeeping from wickedness, as the subheading to the chapter in the King James Bible reads. Psalm 141, verses 4 and 5. Do not incline my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men who work iniquity, and do not let me eat of their delicacies. Let the righteous strike me, it shall be a kindness, and let him rebuke me, it shall be as excellent oil. Let my head not refuse it, for still my prayer is against the deeds of the wicked. By being aware of the company we keep and opting for the only way that leads to salvation, we will reap the benefits for eternity. So let us choose wisely.